awesome when you know that Patrick has signed in this new deal.
Yeah, we're excited. Obviously, excited to have him back, and he makes us a better team. So we're excited to get him back in here.
How do you feel the team is getting closer and closer to, you know, wanting training camp to be over and ready for that first game in New York? Excited about it.
Are you asking if we're excited about that?
Yeah.
You know, we're getting towards the end here. I think tomorrow is going to be, you know, one final tune-up. We'll have most of the guys that are able to play in the lineup. So it's obviously going to be a tricky schedule, you know, getting on an early airplane to play a game at 1 o'clock. But, you know, one thing about our group all camp is we've grinded, we've battled, even some of those tough games and tough days of practice, you know, we've battled. So it's been a fun group to be a part of so far.
You know how important every single game is. Do you, when you head into the regular season, is there a different feeling when you get these guys back? No one, I mean, obviously Kyle's not with the group yet, but is there a different feeling when you start getting into the games? And I guess when Patrick says, you know, he's going to be back for the regular season.
I don't understand what you're asking.
No, I mean, like, is it like?
Is it me? Am I?
Okay. Every game is important. I just mean, like, when it's different when it's in training camp. These guys aren't signed. They're not in your locker room. Obviously, Patrick's now going to be with you for the regular season. Kyle's not. I just wonder if it's a different feeling or for you guys in the locker room. You don't have those guys when it hits the regular season versus obviously training camp.
I still don't know if I know where you're going with it, but I would say that you know, our group's been good. You know, we've had a lot to deal with throughout camp, and the guys that have showed up and put the work in, you know, we're forming a pretty tight group here. So you know, it's going to be great to welcome guys back whenever they get here. And obviously, we know Patty's coming back on you know, next week. We'll have him for the first game, and you know, hopefully we can hit the ground running. How'd I do?
Different note, Twitter was a buzz after your last preseason, or the team's last preseason game, about Letestu having mustard packed on the bench. Have you ever seen that before?
Yep.
Yeah? Yep. Or have you ever?
No. I think it's for cramping. I think guys do it for cramps. I've never had that problem, so you'd have to ask him about it.
Yeah. No, I just didn't know if it was something that was...
The first time I saw it, it kind of blew me away. But,
yeah. It just Twitter was all
related and weird.
You're missing the hot dog.
Sorry. Related, but also kind of weird. Have you seen pickle juice on that same front?
No. Only we only carry mustard packets and around here.
No relish. So. Oh, yeah.
How important is it, in the same theme, for you big guys to play in the final preseason game because of the distance between the end of that game and the start of the regular season with some days off?
Yeah, you know, there's obviously rust that accumulates when you don't play, and so I think the last one's always an important one to get into and try to get some of that timing down, get the feeling down. And you know, I've only played one game with Mark and Nikki here, so be nice to get out there again tomorrow and just get up and down the sheet a few times.
You obviously have a job to do. The regular season's coming up, but you've been through a lot of camps at this point. Do you let any part of yourself get excited when a young guy comes in and has a big camp, whether it's Gustafsson or Nadal or anyone at all? Do you let part of yourself get kind of excited in that sort of projecting way?
Depends. I mean, you know, I live in the now, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you appreciate the talent and the youth, and, you know, you want these guys to develop into impact players for this organization. But I suppose at this stage of my career, I'm looking at, you know, the New York Rangers next week, and I'm trying to figure out who's going to help us win that game. So, obviously, you know, we've been blessed with some good talent and some good youth in here, and we've had some guys have some good camps, and that's all good stuff. You know, those are all positives.